I do have two others in my office, Jim and Bob.
Okay. Ah, hence the mask. Thank you guys for masking and being 6 feet apart. Awesome. Because the masks don't take the place of the 6 feet. So, okay, do I have a motion to modify or adopt the agenda?
I move to adopt as presented.
Second, Kurt? Is I hand? Okay, wonderful. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, approval of minutes, August 12th. Any changes to those? Do I have a motion to approve?
That's so moved.
Thank you. Second, Jim. Awesome. Okay, Ted and Jim. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, item number 3, approval of minutes from September 9th. I'll make the motion to approve. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, Brad, do we have any public appearances that were submitted to Debbie?
No.
Okay. Wonderful. All right. Item number 5, new business, discussion action, purchase of trackless utility vehicle. Sean, would you like to start?
Yes, I would. Now that we've made a decision on how we will be clearing the sidewalk in the future, as you all know, we've just recently made a change to village code on how we're going to clear sidewalk. It's time to purchase a new multi-purpose tractor to help with the clearing of the sidewalk.
Page 9 of the handout, right? Is this where we're at? Sorry to interrupt, but this one.
1, 2, 3, 4.
PDF page.
Yeah.
PDF 9. Thanks, sir.
We've spent some time evaluating various pieces of equipment that can assist with the clearing of sidewalk. Jim and Bob both have gone to neighboring communities to talk to them and to learn more about what they use and evaluate whether or not that those pieces of equipment that other communities use would be suited for the conditions we have. They also made a trip to City of Wausau. City of Wausau uses probably 3 or 4 different types of tractors to clear sidewalk. In the packet, Bob has provided a summary of the various pieces of equipment that they had evaluated and pros and cons for each. In the end, it was determined that trackless would be best suited for village conditions for a number of reasons. It is a narrow machine. We have narrow sidewalk on Webster Avenue, along with obstructions that are right up against the sidewalk and in some cases overhang into, such as the retaining wall that's failing. We currently own a trackless tractor, an older machine, but it would make sense to have two of the same, and we could easily interchange accessories. This machine has enough power to handle the larger snowbanks that we encounter on Webster and Riverside Drive. And Bob has indicated that parts are available locally. That was one of the issues we had with a machine that we currently have that we will retire with the purchase of this new one. I believe, Bob, correct me if I'm wrong, but when it needed to be repaired or when it needed parts, it had to go to Canada? We bought the parts in Canada or was
Michigan.
Okay.
No, out of 19 parts.
From Germany. Okay. And today we spent roughly about $25,000 in repairs to that holder. It's really not that old. It's about 10 years old. We're disappointed in the overall performance. others in the area that, that purchased the holders at the same time have witnessed the same problem. So it's time to move on.
I almost wonder if we need to keep an eye out for a class action lawsuit on that, as I've heard about so many people having similar issues with their home.
We'll do that.
Just keep the documents.
Okay.
Sorry, anyway, go ahead.
No problem. We have, Jim and Bob both have reached out to McQueen Bruce Equipment to get a quote. That was included in the packet. The cost of the machine is $127,000 with the accessories. And the accessories that we're hopeful to purchase would be a broom, a blower, and a sander salter for a total cost of $151,634. Our procurement just to give you some information, would require that we go and get quotes. However, we feel that it would be a waste of time because we've already done our research. We would prepare a quote with this spec tractor, and we'd likely get quotes from other dealers and manufacturers for equipment that we've already researched and evaluated. We do have some some instances we have some unique areas in a village when it comes to sidewalk, and this tractor is it's narrow, and it said before it is best suited for the condition. So we've also learned through trial and error that through the purchase of the ODB, we did put together a spec and we put out a quote, and we're hopeful to get quotes from multiple dealerships, but found out that it was a territory thing, and we only got one quote. And we know that if we were to send a quote out to other trackless dealerships outside of the Midwest, they wouldn't submit to us a quote. It's again a territorial. We're not going to get a different price. If we're willing to entertain a different piece of equipment, yes, we would. But we've done our homework and due diligence, and this is what we're recommending to the Public Works Committee to purchase.
Yeah, forgive me if we already know this. How much was the holder back in the day? Does anybody recall?
I do just off the top of my head with the accessories, $150,000. That's a number that I just saw today on the equipment replacement plan.
That was 11 years ago.
But we can. Hold on a second. I can probably get that for you.
Oh, and I see it in the handout. I was assuming that 150 is the base trackless, but I guess maybe I'm off on that. So. As well as looking, guys, did you say that the trackless starts at 150 and then with attachments?
Trackless started at 120 something, and then with the attachments to 151.
7 it starts at?
And then 150 with the attachments?
Correct.
151.
Okay, but then we're saying the holder 11 or 12 years ago was, what did you find? Was it 150?
Let's confirm that in a second.
Hang on a second,
please. Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to delay it that much.
The other thing I should point out while Bob looks for that pause, when Jim and Bob both talked to McQueen. We were looking at every different angle to save a few bucks, and I think
Jim had reached out to Tyler at McQueen and had asked if there was a demo unit available for purchase. And we did look out. There is one available. We've indicated that we have the desire to purchase one. If no strings attached, but by purchasing a demo, we can save $6,500 to $7,000.
Sweet. What are we doing with the holder again? Once we go with this,
we're gonna sell it. Bob will put it out on auction and we'll sell it.
I don't think we're gonna get very much in return on it.
Like five or nothing?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe five.
Okay.
We got something between maybe 5 and 10. 10 would be on the high side.
Bob, I think you indicated that we would probably sell the accessories separate from.
We would keep a couple of the attachments and retrofit it to the plug.
Okay.
Well, whatever other attachments you want to do inside.
It does currently have a standard seltzer on it. The holder, there is a plow and a blower. We had discussed keeping the plow, not to fit that. Blower we would probably sell separately if that was the plan. Ted, to answer your question, 2009 we purchased the holder for $125,000. The unit itself was $100,000. With attachments, a total of
$125,000. Thanks. Wow.
Yeah. I have a kind of general question. We went through this process at the library in 2019, and we considered John Deere, Simplicity, a Steiner articulating, Ventrac articulating, and a Kubota BX2380. And we did inside, outside turning radius, all the implements and everything. And we ended up with the Kubota BX2380. And all told, with the blower and the broom and the front loader, it was about $25,000. Do you know the main difference in these, like the machines we were considering versus the one that you selected? Are these just not in the same league?
So the Bobcat, the width of the machine is too wide for a sidewalk. The blower intake was too low. It only had a 12-inch, I believe, blower intake. It really wasn't suited for our needs, especially if I want to. And narrow sidewalk. I believe is it 60?
Or I walk with.
The Bobcat is 60 inches wide. The Bobcat is 60 inches wide.
Did you look at a Ventrac or a Steiner?
I don't remember looking at those.
Just curious what the main difference is, because I just went through this. So I was kind of...
The difference, one of the other differences between the Bobcat and the Trackless is the Trackless articulates in the center of the machine. Mm-hmm.
The width of this machine is a little over 50 inches. When it's driving down, we'll drive down our sidewalk. You guys approved this purchase. It will be in some cases on Webster Avenue. The inside wheel of the machine will be on top of the curb. It's that tight.
We've looked at, I have all the widths of these two. I think the widest is 47. 48 and a half is the bigger Ventrac. But some of them are, and I'm not saying to relook at anything. I was just trying to figure out the main difference in the league of machine that you're looking at.
I mean, we most definitely can. I mean, to go over what they had, the machine that they had evaluated, they looked at a Toro Groundsmaster, Kubota UTV,
JS, Beast, Skidsteer, Bobcat, Toolcat, a multi-hog. And we had, you know, enough of a problem with the holder, but it does, it, you know, it, with the amount of snow that we see on Webster Avenue with the county plowing two lanes to the outside and the same on Riverside Drive, those banks do get pretty big. We do need a little slightly larger machine that can handle that kind of volume. Should also point out that it will also be used for other purposes. We'll use it in the spring and fall when need be, when needed for spring and fall cleanup. You can use it for mowing. What are some of the other uses, Jim?
Well, we use it for mowing our weeds out at the farm. We use it for cutting to the end of the cul-de-sacs. For pulling off these, or these for pulling off spring and fall cleanup, and now we're using it more for a brush weed. And of course, you know, sidewalk. It's designed to be very heavy duty.
There are other communities that have purchased Trackless as well. Ashwaubenon is one of them. I think they have two units now. Who else? Was there somebody else that just purchased the Trackless?
There's multiple people on the track. It's a very good machine. Older years ago used to be good, but they've gone downhill. These are designed for sidewalk clearing, very heavy. They last a very long time. This isn't like the residential snowblower with a cab on. These are heavy-duty machines.
Do we have any options of an extended warranty with this stuff, or is that just usually not worth it on a commercial application like this?
I could ask, but I don't. I think it's pretty much standard.
Yeah, that's something we could talk to Bruce and find out what the warranty is. It's a good question.
Usually those Canadians are really generous with their warranties, you know?
One of the attachments that we don't currently utilize will purchase for this tractor will be a broom, and we think that will really that will help with the time it takes to, in my opinion, to clear the sidewalk due to the existing conditions.
We like our broom quite a bit. We didn't use it exclusively. The only issue is once the sides of the sidewalk start to go up about 12 inches straight up, then it just shoots right back. So then we'll get the snowblower out and we'll cut another couple feet into the snow storage area so the broom can work. But we use it every single time we can.
Yeah, we're excited to use the broom. We feel that we 0 to 6 inches, we shouldn't have any problem. At the beginning of the year, anyways, like you said, when the banks get a little bit higher, then yeah, won't be as effective. We have also included in the packet the equipment replacement plan for this year, and it had included the purchase of a multi-purpose tractor for the dollar amount that we have for the dollar amount of the Trackless unit with all of the attachments.
Kurt, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
I'm hoping with this broom that it will be easier for us to maintain the sidewalk to a point where you don't have ice on it. Is that what you found?
Yes.
More often, you're not going to get the ice build up. You're not going to get where it would be puddling in little puddles of ice because you're going right to the surface. Is that correct?
Definitely. And you can basically scrape, you know. If you just drive slower, it just scrapes farther. Someone did give me some advice, which we have not found to be true. They said in certain weather conditions, if you go too slow, that you can The broom can melt a little bit of the snow on the bottom and leave a little bit of ice, but we have not experienced that.
Good. Good. Thank you.
I love the fact that you guys found a demo unit. Price decrease. Do we need to vote on this or show support, or is this just informational?
Demo. It complimented us on finding a demo.
Oh, yep. Well, we always try to do that. We have a very good relationship with McQueen and the Bruce group, and their demos are not going to have a lot of color. They're going to be very, very nice machines. If you can get $7,000 on $6, whatever it is, you have to take that opportunity.
Do we need to vote, or what are we doing here, guys?
We need a motion. Would you like to make one?
I would love to make that motion.
Excellent. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Purchase of trackless utility vehicle as presented. Is that okay with both of you?
Yes.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Bob and Jim, thank you for joining us, too. We can't
You're
see
doing very well.
At least I can't. I'm seeing the ceiling, but...
Why would you want to see Jim?
Thank you, Dad.
You guys are all that homework and getting us a good deal.
Yes.
Appreciate it.
It's up to you guys. If you guys stay for this item, too. All right, we'll see. I'm going to do my best to keep this at a high level. I know I can talk a lot of times, so I'll share more detail Monday night, the public works budget, but I'm going to start with the engineering budget. Really no big major changes from last year's budget. I'd like to highlight a couple things. I have budgeted for overtime for both Jeff and Derek. Derek's doing great tech. We will be reconstructing a number of streets next year, and they will be out doing the inspection of roadways. Professional services, small amount in there, $7,500. That includes miscellaneous engineering, geotechnical report if we need it on our street resurfacing project. The material testing, again, that would be for our resurfacing project proposed for next year. This year we had started renovations to our GIS mapping system. We're going to continue that next year. Right now, the consultant, Rooker and Malky, is putting together an assessment, a roadmap of what we need to get done in the future. The funds, we haven't spent the funds that we had budgeted this year. The majority of those will get carried over to next year to help that project. The public works budget, revenue, we've been told we'll see a slight increase in transportation aids. Last year we received $414,000. This next year they've indicated that we could receive $425,000. In early October, submitted for a recycling grant. That amount that we get on a yearly basis doesn't change a whole lot. That's $98,000. Approximately $98,000. The overtime wages that I have just mentioned previously, that expenditure will get allocated through four different departments. I want to talk about street repairs. Next year I've budgeted no increase over last year. For the most part, I should mention that we're going to maintain 2020 funding levels. For pothole patching, $50,000, crack filling, $25,000, manhole adjustments, $7,500. Tree brush control. We have, next year I've budgeted a slight increase to this activity. We're seeing a little bit more brush placed at the curb, and that might be from COVID. More people working from home, maybe they're doing a little bit more yard work, but a slight increase there of about $5,000 compared to this year. Street paving, curb and gutter, concrete curb and gutter repair. This year we had budgeted 10. We're proposing to budget 10,000 next year for the repair of the effective curb and gutter. Street paving. The last couple years we budgeted $500,000, and I'm proposing that for next year. Landfill and recycling expenditures. We have received the tipping fees for next year from Brown County. We're going to see a slight increase to the tipping disposal cost for garbage. It will go from a 23% increase to $43.84. That activity has gone up a little bit, I think the increase that we're seeing is due to people being at home because of COVID. We're seeing a slightly greater volume of garbage. Good news is the recycling costs just seem to go down due to favorable markets in China. Last year, this time, we were paying close to $40 a ton to dispose of recyclables. Because of the improved markets, right now, I think it's just slightly under $20 a ton to dispose of the recyclables, and next year budgeted $25 a ton. So a slight decrease there from last year could maybe hopefully cover the increased cost we're seeing in garbage. That's the public works budget. I think I've covered everything I wanted to. I'm going to move on to the sanitary sewer budget. Not a whole lot of changes from last year. We in 18 and 19 we had record levels of precipitation. We have seen a lot of INI inflow and infiltration of clear water into our system, which has resulted in increased cost of treatment of wastewater. In 18 and 19, in 19, we paid, roughly speaking, $230,000 over what New Water had projected. This year, it appears that we're going to be paying, roughly speaking, the same amount, $200,000 over what they projected. That's mainly attributed to clear water. And one of the other thing I wanted to point out is we're seeing increased loading on the west half of our village. And we feel that it's coming from the Green Bay Correctional Institute. We don't know for sure, but in next year's budget, I do have some money to for the testing of the wastewater, so that we can continue to look into where this additional loading is coming from, and that is organic material and solids. So we will be making some repairs to one of the lift stations we had this year to one of the lift stations, and next year we'll be making the same repair to the other. We'll be replacing the PLC at a cost of $7,500. That's the summary of the sanitary sewer budget. We'll move on to the water budget. Are there any questions up to this point?
What do you think is going on at Green Bay Correctional that's causing this? Do we have any idea?
We I think I do. Well, we had noticed this infrequent loading last year, and we knew that it was occurring on the west side of the village. We were looking at all the different users, and Green Bay Correctional Institute is by far the largest user. They had a small COVID outbreak earlier this spring, and when I heard wind of it, I got a hold of somebody over there to get specific dates, and I gave those dates to Newater to pull our monitoring information from the monitoring station that we have over there on the west half of our village. And there was a direct correlation of when they had that outbreak, and when that happened at the prison, they locked their inmates down and allowed them to purchase more often from the canteen. And you could purchase, they gave us the list, and you name it, you could purchase it off of this list. Milkshakes, chips, nachos, popcorn, whatever you can think of, you could purchase. So I don't know if, you know, they were flushing some of that down the toilet. That could have led to the increase in loading. Just recently, we had another, they had a bigger outbreak. I think there were 200 inmates that got COVID.
I was going to say, it's been a big outbreak there.
And I asked for those dates, and I sent them over to Newater. We didn't see the same type of increase. So what we'll need to do is work with a lab to get equipment and to monitor and sample their flow. And we'll have to do it at the same time that Newater is sampling the village's flow. That's a work in progress.
Hasn't there been construction at that site? Did they have a couple? Well, I guess it would take an extra 50 or 100, probably.
I know there were
account for this, right?
To answer your question, there were some renovations made for their lateral, the connection point from our main to the building. Jim and I had kind of done some investigating. From what we can tell, they didn't do anything internally that would have change the characteristics of their flow. Something that we're gonna further evaluate. If there was something else I was gonna mention on that, we'll just continue to work on that. We are seeing the cost come down a little bit. The water cost come down a little bit because the precipitation has dropped off. I should say we're in a drought, but we've seen less rain than what we've been witness to in the past this time, which has helped their construction projects. Should also mention street department. We're budgeting for two seasonals. They were to assist us in the summer. All together, roughly 960 hours. Any other questions before I get started on the water department? Any other questions?
Nope.
And we'll go into more detail Monday, and Julie will be able to do a better job of explaining just the overall health of our utilities. Didn't take a look at that today, but I'll wait to go through that when she's present. Water department. I know at one point there was discussion that we were going to implement another 3% increase, but I'm sure we'll go into more detail of that on Monday. A 3% increase, possibly. Nick from Central Brown County Water Authority provided a presentation at the last village board meeting. We're not going to see any increase at all in the cost of purchasing bulk water from Central Brown County Water Authority. We've actually projected a slightly less use than what we had done this year. That cost come down slightly. We will be making some improvements at the connection station. We're going to be replacing the chlorine analyzers there, where the water comes into our system. However, that expense will be, as of right now, we're proposing the bond for that cost, about $15,000. Contracted services for main and services, proposing $50,000 for proposing levels that we had this year, $45,000 next year for mainly it's emergency repairs to our water main for water services. We're budgeting $50,000 to address service leaks and breaks. Added a little bit to the removal replacement of hydrants. In 2022, we'll be constructing a sidewalk along the East River and Longview under the Philly State Brunswick School project. We do have a handful of hydrants that we have to relocate. Again, next year we'll go out and get quotes for leak detection. It's something that actually has just recently started. We do that. We've been budgeting for that every year. We go and survey our water main and look for leaks. To date, we've gotten a recent update. We found two leaks. So. That's the water department in a nutshell. Any questions on that? Stormwater utility fund. No major changes to this fund. Maintaining this year's funding levels. They want to point out that we're wrapping up an analysis of our imperviousness in the village, which will help generate some more revenue. We're looking more specifically at commercial properties and redevelopment and development that has occurred since the establishment of the utility. Commercial properties based on the actual hard surface footage, and through this analysis, we've determined there's been some uncaptured imperviousness for the amount of about $65,000 a year in revenue. So that definitely will help this utility, hoping to have that wrapped up by the end of this year. And we've budgeted so much for contracted services. I believe that's $50,000 as well. Emergency repair of storm sewer. Yes, $50,000. So. Any questions on the stormwater utility fund?
No, I'm glad you found all those others, though.
Yeah, right. All right, moving on to the last one, equipment replacement fund. It's a bigger account. Glad I have Bob here. I'm going to just touch on some of the larger projects that we're going to undertake next year. One project in particular, a repair or fuel dispenser. We ran out of time this year. Didn't get to that project, but we'll carry forward the funds budgeted this year to next year to take care of that in the amount of $10,000. The other thing under this plan is building maintenance, which would include a self-storage shed. And Chris has been working on this more than I have, but I believe he's budgeted $7,500 to maintain the outside of the shed, to sustain it, and replace some of the boards, plywood, I guess. Plywood's probably not the right word, but siding. A lot of that, Brad, correct me if I'm wrong, but we're going to utilize existing staff, current staff, to help with the project.
Correct.
Bob, anything that you want to point out? Lab, this, starting this year, we started to separately track clearing a sidewalk from the streets. We'll do the same next year to get a little better understanding of the cost to clear sidewalk. We do have a pretty good idea of what that cost is, roughly speaking, of $25,000. Somewhat depends on the weather. Nothing else jumps out. Any questions on the equipment replacement fund?
Julie's happy with everything?
Yes. Yep. Okay. We should quickly cover the 5-year equipment replacement plan. There's been numerous meetings with some staff. We met internally, the Public Works Department met internally to talk about planning of equipment. There's a couple of examples. Brad, I'm going to see if I can bring this up real quick. This year, we have eliminated a haul truck from our fleet this year. We were able to do that with a multi-purpose truck that we purchased last year. We're currently working on a second leaf sucker truck. We had purchased a used garbage truck from DePere and went out and bought an ODB unit. Bob is currently working on that. Where are you at with that, Bob?
We're hoping to have that ready.
We're excited to have, in the near future, we'll have two leaf sucker trucks out this fall. We've already talked about purchase of a multi-purpose tractor for clearing a sidewalk. We had this year purchased a trailer. Bob and Jim had retrofitted that with, along with Daryl's help, cones, signs, barricades, pumps. It's ready to go. In the event of an emergency, we're going out the door. Jumping down to next year, our major purchase would be a sewer back truck. The truck that we currently have is... It's going to be 20 years old. There have been some issues that have been in the shop. I've actually, last summer, I went out to watch Brad clean sewers for a little bit, and it started on fire. a lot of black smoke came out of the engine. So I'm not sure what
happened. It really wasn't a fire.
What happened? What did we burn up?
I don't remember.
Yeah,
But anyways, it's time. We do use that machine quite a bit. We use it in the summer to clean our sewers. Every year we clean a third of the village's sanitary sewer. It's used also for the maintenance of our storm sewer as well. Next year, we're hopeful to purchase another used garbage truck from the pier. We've already provided to them an offer that they've accepted and mitigated that they will hold that machine until next year so that we can purchase it. We'll be purchasing another ODB unit to retrofit that used garbage truck and make it a leaf sucker truck. And with the addition of Derek Taylor, the new engineering tech, we're in need of purchasing either a small pickup truck or a minivan. Jeff will be out next year overseeing the street reconstruction project. Derek will be out assisting him with inspection, so he'll need a vehicle. He currently doesn't have one. As of right now, he's been using the car that we had in business. So that is the equipment replacement plan for next year. I'm not going to go on any further. If you'd like to, feel free to give me a call or Jim or Bob if you have any questions.
Excellent. Construction plan update.
Sure. Provided that in your packet, our projects are quickly wrapping up. Our street resurfacing project is completed. There's some landscape touch-up work that needs to be done. Special pond project. If you haven't been in that end of Culp Street, I encourage you to do that. For the most part, the pond has been excavated. It's been topsoil. We'll get seeded soon. Contractor's currently putting in a 4-8-inch storm sewer that we've found to storm sewer in Irwin and Paul. I have attached some pictures. Hopefully that helps you to visualize what we have done this summer, this year. I did put some pictures in showing the lining of the St. Mary's sanitary sewer. Cool process. That top picture, if you've taken a look at it, they elevate above a manhole, and then they use water and air to blow in the liner. And then with the heat, that liner cures, and then they come back with the robot inside of the pipe to reinstate the lateral. After that work was done, we then came in and pipe burst the laterals from the main to the property line. Another trenchless technique, and I did show a few pictures of that. And there were a number of we had offered with the project. The contractor, because the contractor had availability, he was able to take on additional work and replace the private side sanitary laterals from right away into the house. And in some cases, there was pipe extending out into the backyard through the patio door and down into the basement. And that was getting pulled through. So didn't want to give you a follow-up on the sidewalk that we had discussed earlier this year at the intersection of Riverside Drive and St. Joseph Street. That sidewalk has been completed, provided pictures of that. Really did turn out nice. Do want to point out one of the new maintenance activities that the street department has undertaken. Jim had went out and purchased a couple blades, and I think we had an existing grinder, and we went out and started grinding uneven sidewalk joints, and boy, did it really turn out well. We've got a complaint here at St. Matthew's Parish, and Jim suggested let's try it, and really turned out nice, and we'll be doing more of that in the future.
I did include a picture of a couple more pictures of, as you know, we had done some maintenance to the standpipe water tower off Webster Avenue. A unique picture of the inside. The picture below, wanted to kind of wish I had some more pictures because I'm impressed with the work Bob and Daryl have done on the leaf sucker truck. They've done all these retrofits in-house, and it's amazing. Any questions?
Yeah, how can I play with them on these types of projects? I want to come in and do that. Looks like a ton of fun. Nice work.
Yeah. Well, the water tower is impressive.
Yeah.
Having never been in one before.
That was neat to get inside, yeah, and all of those holes at the top of the tank are new points for rigging. That system have replaced that method of rigging through couplings. Actual holes through the roof replaced the painter's ring that was on the inside of the tank that had been damaged in 2015 due to ice. There was, you know, overall the paint inside was in good condition. They were surprised. There was some touch-up painting that was done, but overall it looked to be in great condition. I should say great, good condition.
Impressive.
I don't have anything else. Any questions?
Well, good job, Sean. Lots of stuff.
Busy.
Yeah, wow.
Thank you.
All right. Well, entertain a motion to adjourn.
Wow. I'll make that motion.
Okay.
All right, Jim and Kurt, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, thank you everybody for joining us and taking time and a huge interest in public works. You guys are awesome. And Bob, thanks for hanging around with us.
Guys,
thanks.